Each week we go inside the numbers with Matt Florjancic, staff writer for ClevelandBrowns.com. Matt, as we look at the Browns versus the Ravens, it certainly tells a story of Ravens dominance.
Yes, it does. Defensively, I think it starts with Ray Lewis and Ed Reed. Those two guys have been a thorn in the side of everyone that they've lined up against for the longest time. Ray Lewis, 17 years, and Ed, more than 10. So when you're looking at two of your cornerstones defensively playing more than a decade in the league, you're having a lot of success.
Let's break it down with Ray Lewis.
Well, 17 years in the league. He's on a short list of linebackers that have lasted that many seasons. He's a Ravens all-time leading tackler with 2,615 tackles. The next closest guy in Ravens history has just 721. Mm. He's the only player in NFL history with 40 sacks and 30 interceptions in a career, and one of two active players, along with Cleveland native and Washington Redskins linebacker London Fletcher, with more than 2,000 tackles. He leads the team again this year with 29 total tackles, 23 solo stops, has 31 career interceptions, needs 28 return yards on an interception to pass Derrick Brooks for the most ever by a linebacker.
That would be an accomplishment, but I'm not ruling out.
We're Ray. Hoping it's coming next week, yeah, not on Thursday.
Say, we don't need that Thursday night for sure. He's had some big games against the Browns in the 23 that he's played.
Yeah, 267 total tackles, 165 solo stops, four interceptions, one of which he's taken back to the house. He's also had seven sacks in those 23 career games. So you're looking at almost one sack every third game against the Browns.
Now, Ed Reed, the other veteran member of that defense, keeps chugging along. And here's a guy, I mean, the thing that just jumps out right at you is that interception total of 59, which puts him right at the top, right, of active
leaders. Yeah. Wow. I mean, he's right at the top of the list. And he gets a lot of credit for being a very instinctual player, but I think a lot of his instincts come from the work he does in the film room, too. He's an outstanding study. He turns them into punt returns. He has over 1,500 yards and scored seven touchdowns on those 59 interception returns. He's again having a solid year, 16 total tackles, two picks, 43 return yards. And in 19 games against the Browns, he has 10 interceptions, 356 return yards, and 18 passes defended.
Yeah, that's the credentials of a Hall of Famer, just like Ray Lewis, no doubt about that. Matt Florjancic joining us as we go inside the numbers here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And let's talk about it from the Browns' perspective. Brandon Whedon, he had that rookie record performance against Cincinnati. But in general, what are the numbers telling, you know, saying about him?
Yeah, it shows progress. He completed 27 of 43 passes for 237 yards with one touchdown and had the two picks. One was real late. It was, I believe, his last pass of the game against mm-hmm. the Bills. So he's definitely shown that he can put up numbers and he can complete a good amount of passes, and that's what you want to see. He distributed the ball to nine players. It's the second week in a row where he's hit at least seven guys with passes. So he's starting to look for different guys. He's starting to involve as many people in the offense as possible. And when you talk to him after the Green Bay game in the preseason, he said the offense is at its best and it's clicking on all cylinders when the most people are involved. When he gets more people involved, the more success the offense has.
Well, he's going to need to do that and more against this Ravens defense. Now, the Ravens offense, a different story being told this year. It's not just the run dimension, although they still have that with Ray Rice, but Joe Flacco's story is interesting.
Yeah, Flacco, four playoff appearances in the first four seasons of his career, and then they put in the advent of the no huddle into his offensive scheme, and he's thrown for nearly 1,000 yards in just three games, 900 plus yards passing, six touchdowns. He's completed 71 of 110 balls. This guy continues to get better, and that's a scary thought because he led the team to the AFC Championship game his rookie year. He's coming off of another AFC Championship game appearance, and the Baltimore goal is Super Bowl or bust, and it's going to start and end with the way that Joe Flacco runs his offense.
And again, no conversation about that offense is complete without talking about Ray Rice.
You're talking about one of the best dual threats in the league. 268 yards on the ground with three touchdowns on 46 rushes. He averages better than 5.5 yards per carry. He has the second most receptions on the team with 14 for 127 yards. He's averaging 9.1 yards per reception, just having another outstanding year. When you're talking about running for better, almost 6 yards of a pop and catching almost a first down, a pass out of the backfield, you're talking about a special young player.
Speaking of special teams, the comparison between these clubs, with Jacoby Jones joining the Ravens, he's given them a dimension that obviously is something the Browns have to be mindful of in coverage, and that's been you know, an issue with the Browns so far, is to just keep a guy like that from taking it to the house.
Yeah, you have to contain him. He averages 10.3 yards per punt return over six returns this season. He has just one fair catch in those seven tries. And this was a punt return unit that was very good last year with Lardarius Webb dropping back there. He returned a punt for a touchdown in Cleveland last December. And they just keep getting better at that unit. They took a strength and they found a way to make it stronger from an average standpoint. And then they have wide receiver Deontay Thompson dropping back to return kickoffs. He has 10 returns, 269 yards. 26.9 yards per pop. He catches at the goal line. He's almost at the 30.
But the Browns can hold their own in this area too. We know that, obviously, with Phil Dawson, and Josh Cribbs is still plugging along.
Yeah, they have two special weapons, and Cribbs on the returns, he's doing another outstanding job. 13 yards on 10 punt returns, has a long of 27. He's averaging 28.3 yards on kickoff returns. Phil Dawson, all five of field goal makes against the Eagles and Bengals. He's 2 for 2. He went 2 for 2 in Cincinnati, including a 50-yarder, and he's now 3 of 3 on the year from at least 40 yards.
All right, Matt, great stuff, and we will talk with you soon, man.
Sounds like a plan, Vic. Have a good week.
All right, he is Matt Florjancic, breaking down the numbers for us, the staff writer for ClevelandBrowns.com on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. More is coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.